sings my soul.
Retired Reverend Robert Thompson stood singing in front of shelves of books about African American history at the Black Heritage Trail's new headquarters. Thompson and other clergy led the locals who packed into the historic house near Strawberry Bank in a series of dedications.
Teach us to teach all who come into this building that history is a sacred thing, that our lives have power and potential beyond what we can imagine.
The building is now full of cultural artifacts, and it honors the story of two enslaved Black men named Pompey and Jesse. They were owned by the prominent local family that first lived in the house in the mid-1700s.
It's a blessing to be able to carry their story and their work on.
Sandra Cady runs the Seacoast African American Cultural Center and attends North Star AME Zion Church, both nearby. She says the Heritage Trail's new home is a reminder that enslaved people shipped to New Hampshire landed first in Portsmouth.
People will say, oh, you know, the past is the past, but we can't forget the past in order to correct the future.
Later this year, the Heritage Trail will open its first exhibits outside the seacoast, starting with historical sites in the towns of Milford and Warner. For NHPR News, I'm Annie Ropeek.